Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You tell him, Jimmy, baby. We're doing the Watchtower.
White Jimi Hendrix is back?
Yeah, why not? I hear he's back. I hear concerts are back. Even White Jimi Hendrix is on tour this year.
Okay. So I'm sure this article started with the best intentions. Mm-hmm. And if you read the article, there are some great ideas.
Like what?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But see, here's we have a problem nowadays.
What a problem.
Everyone reads the headline. No one reads the
article.
That's
all I do.
Exactly. And because of this, there might be some problems based on a story that showed up in the DNC over the weekend. You're hanging out in the break room. We're on just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the title of this article, Tommy, mm-hmm. If you're going to feed wildlife, mm-hmm. at least do it correctly.
Okay. Well, like the ducks and the fishies.
Don't say fishies ever
again. So you feed ducks.
Yeah.
Right? You throw the breadcrumbs.
Okay.
What else you feed? You can feed deer.
The article in the DNC talks about bird feeders and the type of different bird food that different
they
birds
sell
they
it
enjoy.
At the store.
Yeah, you got it. And how to keep that stuff away from predators.
Mm-hmm.
And
squirrels.
In the article, they discourage feeding types of wildlife. It even says that feeding deer isn't the best idea.
Mm.
But if you have to, they give you tips on what deer eat to have them in your yard. Things
right.
like that. And it's all good information.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, how many people read the article past the headline?
Nobody.
Very few.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one did, at least.
I tell you stuff I read on Twitter. I don't even finish a tweet. So think about that.
Yes.
There's like, how many characters did you get away with? I go, hey, did you see this?
You and Kimmy were having an argument yesterday
based
on a headline you read and a story Kimmy knew. And you
the
were,
Bachelor.
You were arguing with her because you simply read a headline. And she's giving you details that were horrific. And you still weren't changing your mind.
I know.
Well, they should make bigger headlines.
Okay. So, it's a major issue in today's world, just reading the headline.
All right, so what are some tipperoos about feeding wildlife?
Well, that's just it.
A bear.
Can't
you put a bear feeder in the backyard?
If you're not going to read the article and you see this headline on how to feed wildlife in your area, what do you gather from this
you
story?
You might just think, oh, you know what? I didn't even think about getting out and feeding wildlife.
Exactly.
Like, it might just give you an idea.
It's okay to feed wildlife.
Well, you got to be careful what you hang in your backyard, what you're going to attract. Is that what they're saying too?
No, they don't even get into that. They're just
let's say I hung a douchebag in my backyard and all of a sudden a sports bar broke out on my back deck.
Think of all of the different dangerous animals that can wander in your backyard.
Well, bear, coyote,
exactly.
Fox.
Okay, so the coyote in particular.
In-laws.
We told you 2 weeks ago, there seems to have been a boom in the coyote population in the greater Rochester
area.
They've
been banging. Nobody's stopping them.
And those things are nasty, and they can hurt you, and they can hurt your pets, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bears. We've seen bear sightings in quiet suburbs
six.
A couple times over the past few summers, and that can go real bad real quick. Who knows what kind of rodents you might attract in your neighborhood if you're putting the wrong kind of food out.
Rats!
Try to attract some kind of animal.
Okay.
Because most folks with no outdoor experience that sees a headline, tips on how to feed wildlife, are just going to put any kind of food back there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Or you throw it back at, you know, the so-and-so. So, to your point, we had, you know, Halloween had the pumpkins, you know, and they started to rot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always just chuck them into the woods because the deer will eat them.
Or you assume.
Well, I guess. I mean,
other animals also.
Sure,
do
sure
deer
other...
eat pumpkin?
Yeah, they'll eat any kind of... they do. Yes.
How do you don't know?
Because they had orange stuff around their mouth. I don't know.
No, they're Cheetos.
Well,
I put Cheetos out there, too, but those are for the coyotes.
So,
and Chester Cheetos.
Did you read somewhere? Did somebody tell you about the pumpkin? Or did you just think, yeah, deer like pumpkin?
Let's go with that last one.
Okay. So you I didn't even know if like you got advice from somebody.
So I go, I make sure I split them. I split them open so they can get to them. They smell it. Yeah. I really eat them. But to my point, they're gone.
No, but you don't know if it was a deer that ate the pumpkin. You don't even know if deer eat pumpkin.
What else would eat them, though? The bear?
Coyote.
Fox? You said you have fox in your backyard.
Yeah, but they eat squirrels and stuff.
They do, but I love how you're an expert on what animals eat and you know nothing.
Would they eat squirrel with a side dish of pumpkin? I don't know how they order their food.
Yes,
so
deer.
Yes, I throw stuff out like that in the back, figuring that the deer will eat it.
Deer eat pumpkins.
Okay.
No, okay, like I was right.
But you didn't know that when you did it. Like, it continues to amaze me how you will make fun of people when we start a discussion and then literally 30 seconds later reveal yourself as one of those people.
So I also, from my past father-in-law, told me that if you take a whiz out of the corners of your yard, like they that varmint will smell human scent and stay away. No, that's a predator. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And then he laughed at me. He goes, you know, I made that up.
No, you really did it.
Yeah. So I used to take a whiz off my deck all the time when I lived in Webster to keep the animals away. And then it was, and, you know, when I'm out working the yard, you saw what it was. You know, I backed up to Doyle Chevrolet and nothing. And in the woods, I would constantly squirt back there.
By
the
way, if it actually attracted animals?
Doyle Chevrolet, they lost a lot of business. It smells like urine over here.
They didn't sell an Impala for months.
Could you imagine, though, if you saw a neighbor going around their yard, like in a perimeter doing that, how nuts you would think that person
I know, but I always made sure nobody was looking.
Well, that's good.
How would you
that's
know?
Because I turned my back to him.
Okay.
Hey, look at that 8-year-old. He's peeing in the backyard.
Yeah, I heard from a distance.
There was a woman in an apartment I used to live in a couple streets over who used to feed the raccoons.
Those are nasty. Those are maybe the nastiest of all of them.
She always thought that they wouldn't pick through trash if they were well fed.
No, they'll eat everything.
Yes,
man.
I know.
No, but they're just going to keep showing
it
up.
It was terrible logic.
And those things will really rip you apart.
I think it was like the cops had to come knock on her door and tell her to stop. Yeah. Somebody kept calling the police on her.
But like again, going back to the original conversation we're having here, a story in the DNC, and it's a good article. It's fun. It's interesting. Whatever, you know. If you're going to feed wildlife, the headline, here are some tips.
Don't do it.
Well, that should be the headline, don't feed wildlife. But nobody read the article. Everybody read the headline, and you're throwing meatloaf back to the deer because, I hear deer eat meatloaf. It's good.
Now, if I do that, I'll have your mother in my backyard.
Okay, 2226,000.
The little dry. You're out of pumpkins.
Don's on CMF. Hey, Donnie boy.
Don knows.
We feed the birds big time here, and you're right, Pat. If you spill a little grain on the ground, you get all kinds of weird creatures coming up.
Really? Like
it,
what kind of stuff?
I think I might have slashed a little scotch or bourbon. This weird big four-headed reptilian thing crawled out and all over my back there sucking up this infused seed. I don't know what to do about it.
You can't even get through it. You can't even get through it without
laughing.
All right, Don.
It all over himself.
Don, you live out in the country.
We got animals all over. I got a trail camera. I got foxes on it. I got deer on it. I got rabbits on it. You name it.
All right, do you hunt?
Not anymore.
Why do you have a trail camera then, you psycho?
Because you can't afford porn.
Because I like to look at the wildlife. My wife gave it to me for Christmas. It's cool to put it out and see what comes up.
She's hoping you go outside checking the footage and you get attacked.
You really are out.
Whoa, Kimmy, hit the dump. Kimmy. No, you're fine. It's weird.
That word was okay.
No, you can't. You got to drop the Y. Yeah. No big deal. No, Don, you shouldn't be staring at a trail camera if you're not a hunter for no reason.
He likes a fox's ass.
Well, you like the wildlife, for crying out loud. What should I do? Rifle through my Buffalo Bills jerseys and catalog them all day? Is that what I should be doing?
That sounds awesome. Donnie, good to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Later.
Donnie, going back
His backyard is full of horny, drunk lizards.
The more we find out about Don,
yes.
Like he's going to go back and watch his trail cam while making the walking sticks that he sells at community.
I forgot about that. He says it at the fair.
He should sell like tours. Don tours.
Don tours.
Yeah. That
sounds... You get a walking stick on your way out.
God, that sounds like a nightmare. Yes. A tour of what's inside Don's head.
Yes.
Let's talk to Peter. He's on CMF. Hey, Petey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. So when Kimmy brought up the raccoon, it reminded me of a few years ago, we had an outdoor cat, and apparently my neighbor thought it was getting into his garbage. So we talked about it. There's no way my cat's getting into the garbage. So he comes in at night and this and that, blah, blah, blah. So he puts out a trail cam, comes over a few days later and goes, see, this is your cat. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, buddy, that's a raccoon. I said, my cat is orange. This is great.
How busted is your cat?
Oh,
no, he's still here.
Yeah. No, but hey, to Tommy's point, I know Kimmy brought it up, but deer really do love pumpkins. I put them out during hunting season after Halloween.
So I was right.
No. Peter,
I'm a hunter.
Peter, the argument is not whether or not deer love pumpkins. Mm-hmm. The argument is Tommy did it not knowing deer
assumed.
Love pumpkins.
I believe Tommy.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter, thank you, buddy.
Well, here's my point. I knew something would eat, though.
No, but that's the problem we're talking about. You don't know what you're attracting.
Okay, so here's my theory.
Okay.
If I'm not familiar with a said animal, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I don't know nothing about a fox.
Yeah.
And I see it eating pumpkin, I figure, oh, it doesn't eat meat. It just eats vegetables. It's a vegetarian.
Okay.
It won't hurt you.
Okay, but what if
I know I'm wrong.
What if it's like a bunch of rats? Because now you got a rat problem.
Yeah, but it's out in the backyard.
Oh, I forgot. Rats, once you pee off the deck, rats don't go near the house. I heard that.
I know, the mice, but I figured, you know, by the way, I'm also not throwing it in a landfill. I'm putting it back on Earth, you're supposed to do.
It would break down in a landfill. It's a pumpkin.
Oh.
It's not a computer. Mm. Do deers eat that?
I threw two in the backyard. A couple of old cell phones.
We'll take one more call. 226,000. You know, the whole article, if you read it, was about what birds you can attract. But apparently, there are some of our listeners who don't like birds.
Yeah, I hate freaking birds.
Well, it sounds like you and Ramblin' Frank have something in common. Oh. What up, Frankie? How are you, buddy?
Guys, how are you? I got a damn bird seed. I spend a fortune on freaking bird seed every year from Halloween until I go down to Florida the last week of March. So I go out early in the morning. I live near the 12 Corners. So I go out every morning at about 5 o'clock, and I feed the birds. You know, I've seen fox, and I've seen coyotes around here, around the 12 Corners area.
Okay, yeah.
Early in the morning. And you got to be careful, because if you know, I noticed there weren't any squirrels around last year or so.
Yeah.
All the freaking foxes are eating the goddamn squirrels.
Yeah, Frank.
Which is fine with me, because they're rats anyway, so I don't care if they're around. But anyway, when you were starting to talk about birds, you can spend a fortune on birds. You go to Walmart, you can spend.
Well, Frank, you don't have to feed the birds.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You gotta make sure something's living. And anyway, we used to have two cats, and they'd look out the front window at the birds, give them something to look at, and do them all winter long. I used to sit there and do it too. You get cardinals, blue jays, all kinds of things. There's a hawk. There's a freaking hawk.
A hawk.
Yes. And he gets the birds. He gets the damn birds. Once in a while, there's a freaking hawk. They sit in a tree and watch everything. And you'll go down and you'll go, oh, these freaking things are huge. It's fun to watch. Hey, I'm retired. I got nothing better to do than to sit, roll a joint, and watch the freaking
birds. All right, Frank. Frank,
I'm out of breath.
So, Frank, wait. Frank, yeah. Frank, you go to Florida the last week of March. Does that mean we're not going to be getting Ramblin' Frank calls in a couple weeks?
Oh, I'll call from Daytona. I go to Daytona all the time. I prefer since 83. Every year except last year, all mess with us.
And that's where they race on the beach.
We meet down there. We went from camping. Now we have a timeshare. We all meet down there. All we do is eat beef and drink beer.
Frank, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, buddy.
What do you say? Eat beef and drink beer?
Eat beef, drink beer.
That sounds very romantic. I want to be Frank.
Every time he calls, I want to be Frank more, too.
I know. I love that guy.
Roll a joint and stare at the birds.
Eat beef and drink beer down in Daytona.
All right.
Got a timeshare out that way. Used to have a trailer.